It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Jerry Reynolds of Chicago. I said, name a national landmark, two words, six letters in the first word, three letters in the last, add the name of a chemical element, and rearrange all the letters to name two states. What are they? The national landmark is Hoover Dam. Add 10, and you can rearrange all those letters to get Vermont and Idaho.
We received over 2,400 correct responses, and the winner is Hannah Coomer of Arlington, Virginia. Congratulations.
Thanks, Lulu.
So how'd you figure it out?
Well, I started with the number of letters. I knew it had to be either 10 or 11. So I started listing out states that had 4 and 7 letters and 5 and 6 letters. And that was how I approached it.
Cool. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
For over 10 years now. I remember I used to listen to it with my dad in the car after car talk. So it's been a while, but more recently I've started submitting every week. So I'm very excited to have won.
And what was it like when you got the call?
I was super surprised. Your winner last week was quite old and I thought I would have to submit for a lot more years before I got on the air.
You don't have to be in your 90s to get on the puzzle, actually. All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Hannah, every answer today is a word or name that sounds like it starts with two spoken letters of the alphabet. For example, element number 55 is cesium, which starts with C-Z-U-M, or wanting what other people have is envious, which starts N-V-U-S. Here's number one, a place for camels to drink.
Oasis.
That's it, an O-A. Number two is capital of Austria.
Capital of Austria.
And it's known for waltzes, if that helps.
Vienna.
Vienna is it. Try to be like as a role model.
Emulate.
Emulate. Excellent. Boredom.
Boredom. Idleness.
It's the feeling you have. You're experiencing boredom. You're experiencing...
I think I need some help, Lulu.
I guess I would just have to give you a letter. I don't know quite.
That's a tough one, yeah.
It's a tough one. So I would say it starts with T.
Yep.
Tedium?
Yeah, that's a tedium.
Good.
9 times 9.
81.
That's it. Activity of secret agents.
Spying?
Yeah.
Espionage?
Espionage is it. One involved in trickery.
One involved in trickery, like a con artist, a fox.
It's also part of the initials in the city in which I find myself right now, the capital of our nation.
Deceiver.
Deceiver. Oh, that was a great clue, Lulu.
That was.
Now, each of the last answers starts with 3 spoken letters of the alphabet. And your first one is following orders.
Obeying?
You've got the right 2 letters, but they need to start O-B.
Obedience.
Obedient, is it? Online travel agency that competes with Travelocity.
Online Airbnb? No, that's not right. Expedia?
Expedia is right. And your last one, fill in the blank. Blank, my dear Watson.
Oh, it's Sherlock Holmes, but I'm drawing such a blank.
That's
so
it, huh?
What is another word for grade school?
Yeah.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Elementary. Nice job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Oh, that was fun.
It was fun. You did great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Hannah, did you tell your dad you were going to be on playing today?
I did, and he was very excited. I can't wait for him to hear the segment.
Which member station do you listen to?
WAMU.
Hannah Coomer of Arlington, Virginia, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, Lulu. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it's a spinoff of my on-air puzzle, and it's a little tricky. Think of a hyphenated word you might use to describe a young child. that sounds like three letters spoken one after the other. So that's it, a hyphenated word that you might use to describe a young child, and it sounds like three letters spoken one after the other. What word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.